Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our Gospel reading today, Jesus tells us that what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of a person, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this week I went online to check out the McDonald's menu. Thought it'd be nice to get breakfast there sometime, and I see they have a delightful-sounding sausage and egg cheese McGriddle meal. I don't remember the cost, but it has about 690 calories, which actually is less than I expected. So I thought, well, it'd be nice to go there for lunch, too. And they have a cheeseburger meal that includes medium fries, a medium Coke, and two burgers, 830 calories. Probably wanting a little bit more for dinner, they have a Big Mac combo, which has 1,080 calories. Add that all up, if I had three meals there in that day, there would be 2,600 calories. Now, that calorie count is okay for an active male, I read, okay? Ladies, I'm afraid you're out of luck. But if you add anything to your coffee or make that beverage a large instead of a medium or have any snacks during the course of the day, even if it's something healthy like yogurt or fruit, well, you bond that calorie count, even an active male. And besides that, I can only imagine what such a diet would do to the arteries and other parts of my body as well. Let's just say I might be able to get away with that one day occasionally, but it better not become a regular habit of mine. What goes into the belly may just pass through and then exit, but it does have a way of affecting one's health one way or the other. But you know, that's not really what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel reading. He says there, "Hear me, all of you, and understand there is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." Now, McDonald's, in their advertising, may try to play games with our minds, but they are really focused, and you know, on our bellies. Jesus, on the other hand, as he speaks today, is not focused on our bellies, but upon our hearts. And no, he's not really talking about heart attack or stroke prevention either. Rather, he is saying, what goes on in our lives beyond the starting point that we talked about last Sunday? He's talking about what we are hearing and receiving in our hearts and minds as we live in his loving, gracious, forgiving arms. I remember visiting a home, this is many, many years ago, back when cable TV was a brand new thing. Can you remember that far back? Wow. The new rage was ESPN and the Weather Channel. This house that I visited left the TV on 24/7. They were so enthralled with cable TV. But they never changed the station. The Weather Channel was on 24/7. They were just fascinated by what they saw and heard. Of course, today our choices are many, aren't they? Weather, sports, news, 24/7 entertainment. And not just from television, but also from radio, podcasts, internet. Wow. Let me tell you this. You can tell what a person is tuned into by what comes out of them. Did you see Miggy's 500th home run? I did. See, you can tell, can't you? I'm tuned into the Detroit Tigers. Now, there's nothing wrong with a lot of these things per se, but Jesus has much more in mind for you and me and all of us. Listen again to what he has to say to us today. What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of a person, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they are what defile a person. Quite simply, my friends, what we have flowing into our hearts, into our minds, will be revealed by what flows out. Or more simply, garbage in and pollution out. And how is that for a list of toxic pollutants in our world? Evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. This is what comes out of you and me if we are just receiving what the world is offering. Contrast that list with the one found in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Ask yourself, which of these two lists would you like to have flowing out of your heart? Or which of these would you like to have flowing out of your children? Or your grandchildren? Or your neighbors or friends or co-workers or other family members? What enters in will come out. And it will either be a cleansing agent or a toxic pollutant. Now, we've talked an awful lot today about those pollutants. The real issue is what cleanses. What did Galatians say? It says the fruit of the Spirit. So how does that Spirit of God enter into us? Well, there's one guaranteed way, and that is through the Word of God. It's the operative power, His Word of grace, the Word of the Gospel, in all of the means of grace. Thus, while the starting point for good things happening in our lives and taking care of our eternity is us hearing Jesus say to us on a daily basis, I love you, I forgive you, you are mine. His goal, then, is to change the entire flow of that day and every day of our life, replacing evil thoughts and sexual immorality and theft and murder and adultery and coveting and wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness, replacing all of that with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, I know this is no overnight process. One day cures all. Because those pollutants from the world keep coming at us on a daily basis. But if that cleansing agent keeps coming at us also, your flow will be changed. God's word in, love, joy, and peace out. The gospel of Jesus Christ in, patience, kindness, and goodness out. The means of grace in, gentleness and self-control out. It's really a very simple yet life-changing rhythm. But it generally takes more than just a 15-minute sermon per week to overcome the imbalance of the toxins coming our way. That's where personal family devotions on a regular basis come in. It's where small group gatherings around the Word of God come in. You know, when you start visiting an FHL, a Faith, Hope, Love small group to see what they're all about, you'll discover it's not so much about how much you know or you becoming a biblical scholar. It's about cleansing the flow in our lives. You see, all of those pollutants out there are toxic, and they're flowing our way on a daily basis. But God's Word is a catalyst for change, a catalyst that creates a healthy flow as the Spirit of God is entering into you and me on a regular basis. Now, some of you might be saying to me, Pastor, that list you're reading, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness, that's not really a problem in my life. And I'll counter by saying, well, maybe it's more their byproducts that you notice. Things like fear, worry, selfishness, anger, lack of compassion. Others might say, well, I don't really have the time or the energy to be involved in things like that. To you, I'd say, well, take a time census of your week once. How much time do you spend listening to the world with the TV on, radio, podcasts, internet? If you can't find 1 to 2 additional hours in your week, I think the problem is you really don't want to change that flow, and which means you really want to change the flow of your children or your grandchildren or anybody else that you encounter. Because remember, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. That long list from within, out of the heart of a person, evil thoughts, all of those things, including sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness, all of these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Jesus, on the other hand, has something much better in mind for all of us. His goal is to bring about in you and me a natural flow of good things. The place to start? Well, talk to Deacon Don about our Faith, Hope, Love small groups. Talk to me about our Barnabas ministry one-on-one help to get that over that inertia of that first step. Or talk to Tony about our cross-training for youth and our Flock for Children ministries. Those little things will help you get into the flow. You can even go online. We have what I like to call St. Thomas's 5 comfort foods, something electronically coming to you Monday through Friday, as again, changing the flow in our lives. You see, Jesus is not so much focused on head knowledge. What we need will come. He's more focused upon changing the flow in our lives so that flowing out of us is that fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And you know what? I think, really, you will be amazed at how much better your life will be with Jesus as a part of the regular flow in and out of you. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding not only dwell in your heart, but flow from your heart this day and forever. Amen. This morning during our time of voluntary, we have a recording from our choir as you meditate upon God's word to us this day.